You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Cheryl Haynes. Cheryl is the director of Ai Weiwei, Yours Truly, a feature-length documentary film highlighting Weiwei's on-site exhibition in Alcatraz that points to prisoners of conscience all around the world. With the film premiering at the San Francisco International Film Festival on the 14th, we had the opportunity to go one-on-one with Cheryl to talk about what it is about art that inspires fresh thinking and dialogue, what she believes Weiwei would like his legacy to be, and the power of the simple act. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Cheryl. I really am excited about your latest project, Ai Weiwei, Yours Truly. And I was wondering, what is it about this film that excites you so much?
Well, first of all, Steve, I'm a first-time filmmaker. I'm not a director. I'm actually a contemporary art curator. And I have been working with artists who define the notion of place for many years now. And it's a very complicated conversation, but also a very simple one at the same time, because, you know, what the organization I founded does is to create artworks out in the cultural landscape, addressing the history, the natural and social history of the places where we do these projects. And the Foresight Foundation is based here in San Francisco. And we're most known for the fact that we take old buildings, particularly in the national park that is here, specifically the Presidio, and transform them and create an opportunity for contemporary artists to bring forth their notions of the pressing contemporary social issues.
You founded the Foresight Foundation. Is that who you're referring to?
Yes, the Foresight Foundation is a very small not-for-profit based here in San Francisco, and we're celebrating our 15th year, and we are dedicated to what we call art about place. And through a series of artist residencies, an education program, and installations in the landscape, we are quite involved in that conversation.
That's really interesting. I took a look at your website and to find out a little bit more, and it seems like a great organization. I was wondering, what is it about art that you feel can inspire fresh thinking and dialogue?
Well, if you think about it, you know, artists have long been part of the vanguard for social change. And as creatives, they're able to, I think, unpack many issues that in the hands of others could be perhaps too dogmatic, too fraught. I think by looking at sort of a multitude of facets of various issues, they're able to address things in a way that doesn't necessarily provide answers, but really ask questions. Mm. And that, to me, is the most important thing, is to get people to ask questions. It's the only way that change occurs.
Mm. Mm. Why is it for you that location is so important to those questions and to the impact that your exhibits have?
Well, it's true. Foresight is a rather unique organization. I can't really think of too many others in the U.S. or Canada, for that matter, that do site-specific installations that are truly born from the essence of the place. And I think one of the things that's important for us is that these locations are often in parks or on public land and attract a much broader visitorship than a project in a gallery or museum or any other white-walled space. And by choosing the artists carefully that are able to illuminate the special characteristics of a place at a moment in time, you already have one step forward in terms of engaging the public. You're not asking them to sort of create from nothing.
Hmm. talked about choosing the artist specifically. Can we talk about Ai Weiwei specifically in this context? How did you get connected with him, and what led you to create the film that you've done?
Well, I started traveling to China in 2007. It became very apparent to me that there was a growing art community, and there were tremendous talent amongst the artists that were working. I focused most of my time in Beijing, which is where Weiwei's studio was until he left the country a few years ago. And I was introduced, actually, to quite a number of artists through two curators that felt that the way I work with artists as a curator and gallerist would be very beneficial to some of these creatives that were just coming forth and you know, addressing you know, the world stage. And because I'm very slow and very considered in my work with people, I'm not really a dealer. I'm a gallerist and a curator, and it's just a different mindset in terms of working with artists collaboratively. So I was introduced to Weiwei along with a number of other artists and was immediately taken with what a remarkable person he is, how clear in his thinking and how courageous he was and obviously still is, mm-hmm. in terms of his willingness to address the societal ills that he observes around him. We did some small things together in subsequent years, but not until he was detained by the Chinese government in 2011 for very vocally speaking up for his beliefs. And it was essentially around the Sichuan earthquake when some of the school buildings were destroyed, and there was a lot of anxiety around the relationship between the government and the developers of the buildings. And he was extremely vocal when many, many school children were killed by this occurrence. And so he was detained for 81 days. And upon his release, as his friend, I went to see him because I was very concerned. As you can imagine, the entire art world was horrified. They couldn't imagine that such a thing could happen.
Sure.
And so at that time, I said, Weiwei, is there anything I can do to be a support to you? And his response was, yes, you could help bring my art to a broader audience. Mm. So I thought about it. I thought about his recent history of detainment, of protest. I thought about all the sites that we've been working with, World War II bunkers, barracks, from the Spanish-American War. And I realized that there was an ideal spot for him, and it was the former federal penitentiary on the island of Alcatraz. Hmm. Because not only was it a place of detainment, but early on it was a place of protest, where the early prisoners of conscience there, the Hopi elders, were held because they refused to send their children to government schools.
Wow.
So this was a very rich environment in which to place his work.
Mm-hmm. With a project like this, it sounds really interesting when you talk about Alcatraz. And what is it about this particular artistic vision that seemed to have an impact on you?
Well, first of all, and I was working with Weiwei while he was still in China at the time. He was unable to get his passport back when we decided to embark on this exhibition on Alcatraz. Mm. And it's a very intense environment out there. It's one of the most visited national park sites in the country and receives almost 5,000 visitors a day. So it's complex. There's already a very rich experience at hand. But to take a large-scale exhibition and place it there carefully without interfering with the current experience, but augmenting it and helping people understand that prison isn't just about Al Capone and some of the notorious prisoners that were there, but it really had a much deeper history. And so part of what we decided to do was include prisoners of conscience, people like the early Hopi Indians that were arrested because they stood up for their beliefs. And one of the centerpieces of the project was a work called Trace that illustrated the portraits of 176 prisoners of conscience from around the world, very brave people that have taken it upon themselves to speak out about justice. Now, these people were vetted by Amnesty International, and we, together with the IYY Studio, created these portraits in Lego, which were then placed on the floor. So when visitors entered this space, which was a former factory area where the prisoners worked while it was a prison, you were met with this vast carpet of images of prisoners of conscience in these brightly colored, resplendent Legos. And it was such a clever choice by Weiwei, because it was not only with the Legos very much like pixels, you know, they're individual units, and so many of the photographs of the prisoners of conscience, we could only find one photo online. It was very hard to research these people, you know, because they were from Uzbekistan and Cuba and Cameroon, and, you know, and it's very hard to research some of them in a way. But it was also material that is universally appealing. So it was able to draw in, you know, people from all walks of life, including children, which was very important because we really wanted the youth that came to the island to interact with this. But that wasn't enough. Okay, we were telling the stories of these brave people. We were helping people find out about, you know, their what they had done, who they were, what their stories were. But we wanted to give people an opportunity to interact with the project. How many times have you gone to a movie or read a book or gone to an art exhibition and you're touched by something or you're angered by something or you really, you know, it affects you in some way and you feel helpless, you want to do something. And I think Weiwei's choice was brilliant because he essentially said, well, let's send postcards to these people in prison. Let's reach out to them and tell them we've heard their story. We care about them. We may never meet them in life, but what they have done is courageous, and it helps all of us. And they have not been forgotten. So we had almost 93,000 postcards written by visitors to the project, and we mailed them to prisons around the world.
Wow.
And we started hearing back from people that some of them were getting through. And at that moment, I said, you know, this has to be a film. We have to tell this story, because how an art project can actually create social change, and how an individual's gesture, a simple thing that all of us are capable of doing, reaching out our hand and empathy to another human being, how that can really make a difference.
Yeah, that was something that I've been really impressed about with the film, is this idea of the power of the simple act. Like, you wouldn't think much about a postcard making such a difference in the lives of these people. What is it about these simple, small acts that have such an impact?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, it just sort of brings it right down to, you know, a human level. You know, a one-on-one communication. It's so easy to become overwhelmed by all of the difficulties we have in our lives today. And, you know, so much of misunderstanding between cultures and, you know, selfishness, self-absorption. I mean, it's just, there's a long list, of course. And I think that if one can see that a simple thing can make a difference in someone's life, then I do believe that can help create change. Margaret Mead once said something I thought was really interesting, and she said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has."
And, you know, speaking of changing the world, you know, thinking about Weiwei and your relationship with him, what do you think he would like his legacy to be, the impact that he would have had on the world through his art?
Well, you know, it's always complicated to speak for another, you know, I think I can sum it in, I heard him in an interview in Tokyo a number of years ago, and it was before he was under tremendous pressure by the Chinese government, and he hadn't been detained as yet, and the interviewer asked him, Weiwei, simply, you know, why don't you leave China? Why don't you and your family leave? And, you know, you're increasingly unsafe there. And his comment was, because I believe that we must use everything we have at our disposal, our fame, our intelligence, our empathy, our influence, to help others. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we should be ashamed. And I think that that position is how he lives his life. And I think that he would like people to just be aware of all the injustices in the world and to feel empowered to do what they can.
With that in mind, I know with the film premiering, what sort of response would you like to see from the audience? What would your goal be for a film like this?
Well, of course, the evening of is very exciting because Weiwei will be present, and also former CIA officer and whistleblower John Kiriakou will be traveling here as well. And I guess I would just like us to have a moment of solidarity together in the room. We've also created postcards that all of the people present for the screening, it's a rather large theater, actually, it seats 1,400, that we will pass out postcards so that they could send a message to POCs in the project that are still detained. But I would say going forward, I would really love for this film to be seen in as many festivals as possible. I'd love to bring it to Toronto. I would also very much like at least educational distribution, because I think the messages contained within this film are incredibly important for the next generation.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see you in Toronto as well. That would be great.
Yeah, I'd love it.
The film has its world premiere during the San Francisco International Film Festival on the 14th of April at 7:30 at the Castro Theater. Are there further screenings afterwards?
We hope there will be, actually. We are completely sold out, and I'm feeling very badly when my friends and family are calling me and saying they want to attend and I'm not able to help them. So perhaps it will be the opportunity to screen it again soon.
Okay, well, we'll look for that. Cheryl, thank you so much. It's an incredible project and with a powerful message. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's my privilege.
All right, great. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.